Ocean FM.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Ocean FM, the IBA, and funded by Commission Le Mans with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
You're very welcome back to Ours to Protect for the first episode of 2024. Traditionally, now is a time that we might set about building new habits for the year ahead. And regardless of the ultimate success of these, good intentions certainly are the only place to start. I'm sure that we've all heard that one of the ways to best fulfil our New Year's goals is to be realistic in our expectations at the outset. So I'm giving you the option for one short, sharp success this week. Why not try to build just one new recycling habit for the year ahead by looking at the different kinds of waste you've accumulated over the last month and working out how best to recycle it? I'd be happy to bet that if you take a bit of time now to look at the various options available for recycling different items and materials, you'll probably be able to add something new to your recycling habit for 2024. Mywaste.ie gives good advice for almost any kind of item, and the websites of the various waste and recycling companies are also great for information. In case you're looking out for somewhere to start on this, I did ask around for a few suggestions on the recycling of Christmas waste.
We just have a new house, so we have a different bins for everything, compost, waste and recycling. Wash them out and then I throw them in the bin. Everything goes in the bin and then goes out to the curb and they pick it up. We don't put food in it or just general waste in it. So what we do at Christmas is get the bags. That way you can reuse them year after year for wrapping.
The present wrapping, I'd say keep it for next year. Then you're just helping the environment by keeping wrap that you used last year. And you can keep doing that. If there's some like bumpy bits, just cut it off with the scissors.
I would have always like kept wrapping paper. Again, wrapping paper is really nice for making cards and for making little gift boxes yourself the following year. Mm. I suppose it's about timing, you know, end of September, maybe October, you might want to get that stuff out and, you know, indulge in a few craft activities yourself at home or bring it to a community group, you know, that might use that stuff.
Your gift wrap, lots of gift wraps plastic. You should try get paper gift wraps, like what we do sometimes is we get a brown paper gift wrap and you stamp on it. And it's perfect. It's homemade and it's perfect. Tape, paper tape. Well, after Christmas, probably like if you get food in boxes, you can replace or recycle the boxes. Or maybe if you get like glass bottles for drinks, you could always recycle them in a glass recycling waste. And then like most plastics, or some at least, you can recycle. So you should try and throw them away in the most friendly way possible, because in most dumps, they just dig a big hole in the ground and dump all the rubbish in, and it's terrible for the environment. You shouldn't do that.
I think you'll agree that the children there actually seem to have a really good grasp of the fundamentals of recycling, which is very encouraging. Of course, if we're trying to build a mindset towards getting the most use out of our resources and reducing waste, whether by reusing or recycling, cultivating this mindset from a young age is the place to start. Principal of Scolwyra Agus Yosef in Coluni, Paul Kilreevy, explained to me how sustainability is built into the primary school curriculum with this goal in mind.
So in a broad sense, children are generally enabled, I would say, is the aspiration with education, that they're enabled to understand the importance of recycling and the practice of recycling. Now, children growing up in primary school now, they would understand nearly more of that than we would, because it was something that has been implemented in our lifetimes. I'm 49 now, but they just grow up with it now, so they would have a deep understanding of it innately anyway. We are lucky enough in our school to be on the hot lunch scheme, and all our lunches come in compostable containers. So the company that provide us with the lunches, part of the agreement was that they would actually pay for all the waste to be lifted, and it all goes to compost. If there's any plastic packaging, that goes into our blue bin. And we have different bins in each classroom, and the pupils just now understand that that's how it's done. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I suppose we're all conscious nowadays of waste, reducing waste, and better ways of doing things. So certainly, to my mind, the compostable containers is a big way, big step along the way towards doing it better. But we do have programs like the Green Schools programs, where there'll be a Green Schools committee, which is made up of the pupils themselves, and they will do peer-to-peer learning on what recycling means, energy use, talking about the environment, water use. And so the really nice thing about that is that it's peer-to-peer learning, and you know, you can get then sort of the filter down to the other kids. You're into the whole area of sustainable energy, and look, it's something everyone is looking at nowadays anyway. I don't think anyone can go through life now without having some kind of exposure to a discussion, or in their own living, a practical element of sustainable living. And if they haven't, then maybe their eyes or ears aren't open. But yeah, I would be very encouraged by how easily the pupils in our school would engage with topics like that, because they, as I say, are growing up with it now, and it's just something that they innately now understand.
If you're looking for other ways to contribute to our recycling effort, it might actually be worth reviewing what you're already putting into your recycling bin. 25% of contamination in recycling comes from households, which means that a lot of us are actually putting items that can't be recycled into the green bin, or that packaging waste we put in there is not clean, dry, and loose. Every household in Ireland is also due to get a brown bin in the year ahead. So if you don't already have one, you will be making a real contribution by saving all your organic waste for the brown bin as well. One way or another, I'm pretty sure that if you can make a few small tweaks to your own recycling habits, that can make a difference, and not just in 2024, but for all the years ahead. So maybe it's worth a few minutes of your time now to find out a bit more.